last 12 months have been full of firsts for 2019 The Voice alumni, Kiona Harker. He released his first album. He completed his first Namibian tour. He garnered his first sponsorship deal, becoming a brand ambassador for Fender Guitars, Nochal. His debut album, I Believe in Me, was launched in December. And I can tell you, as I've just told him, I'm such a fan of it. I'm genuinely such a fan of it. I've got a copy in my car. Mm-hmm. It's downloaded to my iTunes. We've also got a copy in the house. And it got to the point where around mid-April, we were heading off somewhere and we both looked at each other and said, we've got to have something else in the car. We've got to have a bit of a break from Harker.
No, so
but you'd done, I mean, December, Jan, Feb, March. You'd done
That's a solid five months.
That's, in rotation.
I don't think anybody has done
my
that.
My 2.5-year-old daughter knows the words to Confused.
I don't know.
It's amazing. Which I think I should feature at my next one.
You don't want that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But, Kiana's got new music out. But he's here in studio with his guitar. I said to Vicky, producer Vicky, tell him not to bother coming if he's not going to bring the guitar. Don't come.
Yeah.
But you've brought it with you.
I have.
Which is good because then we can have...
Because I remember the first time we had that session.
Yes.
I told myself, every other time I come in, don't forget the guitar.
Never.
You can forget anything else, but don't. Otherwise, they're going to lock the door.
She's good. Yeah.
You're not going to come in.
You're not welcome.
So even before Vicky messaged me to say, bring it, I was like, yeah, I got it. Sorted.
Got it.
I got it
already. Yeah. In your new car.
Pew, 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 pew.
Let's talk about that.
Pew, pew, pew.
Is it yours?
Yeah. Yes.
What is it? A Cherry what?
Cherry Tiggo Pro 4.
Really nice. We did a review on that car a few months back.
I saw that.
Did you?
I did. I'm in tune here, guys.
Good, happening.
I see what's happening.
That's
so
nice. A nice new car that you got.
Nice new car, yeah. It's amazing. You know, it's just
blessings upon blessings upon blessings.
And I think good communication and relationship and, you know, just, yeah, it's been a blessing.
Let's talk about the last 12 months, please. It's been amazing for you.
Yeah.
You released your debut album in December.
November.
End of November. At Daisy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We came.
Yes.
I that was the first time I'd put a face of makeup on and probably a dress.
Wow.
For a while. It was an event. It was like date night.
You were amazing. You looked amazing. I remember I came to you before the show.
You did
I was like,
come.
Hey, nice
Who
to meet you.
It?
Nice to meet you. Oh, wait.
Rude.
Next question.
God, you are so... It was such a great show.
Thank you.
You put us in VIP, which was hilarious, but very kind. We were up on
mm-hmm.
the... It was... You are so great on stage.
Thank you, ma'am.
I mean, you are a hugely talented singer-songwriter, but sometimes that doesn't always necessarily translate to stage performance for everyone, which I feel it's unfair to maybe say that, but it is true.
No, it is true.
Like a party in there. Your wife at the front down with your crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're obviously like kind of doing the hyping thing. Your dad, your mum, your sister were also. But everyone else just was, it was such a vibe.
I can't explain it sometimes. It's like you saying it was such a vibe. And I'm like, how does it get to that point? And they just said, we just enjoy it, you know.
Oh, it was so great.
So,
it was. You are one of the few. I might be about to get into such trouble here.
But
you
no,
are one of the few artists that I happily would pay through the nose for to come and see.
Thank you so much. I really would genuinely appreciate that.
Very
that
rarely do I have to put my hand in my pocket because people give me stuff for free because I'm spoiled. But I would actually, I would get my snap scanner.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So now the next show that I'm going to host, I'm going to make sure that the ticket price is a bit, you know, and I'm going to send you the link first. And then let's see what happens.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, King.
Where it is.
Yeah, exactly. Kiona Harker is our music guest this morning. He's got new music out. It's called No More. We're going to hear it at some point. Before 10 o'clock, we'll definitely hear it. Because that was the proviso in which he came into studio because he's super famous and successful now.
Yeah.
Will
but never too busy for
never
you.
Too busy for SJ.
Never too busy for you, babe.
Talk about the success of the album, please, because I mean, it was like sold out that the event.
Yeah.
We had to leave a bit early because hashtag babysitter, but I was like frantically waving at your manager to say, can we like grab these CDs? Paid for, by the way. I don't want anyone to think that I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's just done so well. People love it.
It exceeded my expectation, really. Because it was my first original body of work.
Right.
I was very scared. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And the response was like, dude, we need more of this.
Yeah.
We really do. And me being like kind of old school, I was like, cool, let's like print some CDs, let's sell some CDs. Not keeping
so
in
glad
mind.
You did.
Oh, thank you. So now you got souvenir, right? Not keeping in mind that like the online world is very big.
Yeah.
And I think I checked in February, it played in about 52 countries. I was like, whoa. So this is actually what we are capable of.
That's so awesome.
And yeah, that in itself was like, I'm definitely gonna push this. There are some like a side group of people that like, maybe you should try something else. I was like, you know what? I believe in me. I'm gonna listen to you and I'm still gonna do this. And that's also kind of where the new song.
What's the something else that people think you should be trying?
I don't know. Just not what I'm doing.
Style wise?
No, music, singing.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the show, give me the numbers of those people, please.
Yeah, there was a whole scene. I think it was last year. I was performing on Espresso, and obviously, like the comment section is going, and people like in the public comment section were like, "Dude, that was terrible."
No,
you should do. I was like, you know what? There'll always be those people.
Kiana, so. There will always be those people. Happens in this seat, it will happen in that seat.
Yeah,
it's largely jealousy and ignorance. So. Ignore it. Don't.
That's why I keep pushing, you know?
No, that is just ridiculous. I mean,
it still happens. It still happens. And then I wrote No More.
And then you wrote No More.
And then I wrote No More. So if you, like, listening to that bit of a story and just listening to the lyrics now, you can kind of see that there's a lot of, like, sentimental, like, lyricism in there.
That's so interesting to me. People are strange, though.
They are very strange.
People are strange. Yeah, people are often jealous, and so that is a reckoning that they need to have elsewhere.
Them. But the album has been doing great, thank you.
So
just
welcome.
To bring it back.
It's called I Believe in Me.
Bring it back.
Your first Namibian tour.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Because you've got a Namibian choir on the album. What's the Namibian connection?
So the connection was between Keith. And
how is Keith?
He's doing well.
Manager Keith.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing good. Well. Yeah, yeah.
He knows the conductor of the choir. Ah. And then that was kind of like the link between the Namibia choir and Kiana Arca. And then we kind of just brought it together. And I think the following from Namibia grew as well because King's Choir was on there.
Okay.
And then they were like, dude, we need you. We need you here.
And how were you received there?
Very well, actually.
Really?
It was 7 days. But it was 14 events. So I was back to back. It was crazy. And some of them were like sold out. It was packed. Others were, but you know, not as. Because I know I got there on Independence Day.
Okay.
And it was raining. So I understand not everybody would come out. But the fact that there were people that I've never met and have never met me were singing along to my music. I was like, you guys actually put in the effort to learn all of this. So it was an experience for me, I think. And I think that really gave me an idea or a preview of what life is going to be like because I'm definitely planning a lot more tours. So, yeah.
I know that it's been, we first met 4 or 5 years ago and I remember, and I say this to you ever.
Ago.
I know.
That's
long. I know.
Auntie Sarah. I'm sorry. Nope.
Nope.
You were saying, yes.
I was about to say something really nice and maybe I won't now. I remember then, it was before you did The Voice, and I remember like you came in and you played, and I God, this guy's so talented. Mm. I'm also aware that this is such a tough industry. Like, I know that for you, you work, and as you said, people telling you, oh, don't do it, or this, that, and the other, and that I believe in me being that this is what I want to do, and I am going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that keeps you going? Because it's a slog that I think not many, when I come to a gig and I see you and I go, great, I'm not then thinking, oh, what's been the challenge and the expense and the sacrifice that he's had to make to get here? So what is it that keeps you going. A lot of support from your parents.
Definitely.
Are obsessed with you, aren't they?
They are, definitely. I had 3 shows last week. They were at every show. And like, I was like, we get like the guest list and like VIP.
Yeah.
And I wanted to like check in and they're like, no, we bought our tickets. I was like, you guys are buying tickets? So they support me and believe in me that much. And I think that helps, you know, having a very, very strong support system from my family, from my wife, from friends. It's just been absolutely amazing. And the type of music that I write, as you've listened to, like, there's always a message. Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry about that.
There is always a message.
There's a message, you know. So it's either about belief or standing together or about being content or no more crying. So that kind of pushes me because I know what it feels like to be inspired by somebody.
Mm.
And I'm hoping one day that somebody can listen to my music and say, hey, your music really inspired me.
Definitely.
And that's why I still continue to write what I do and why I push and why I work so hard. So that, you know, I always say that I wanted to be, or growing up, I wanted to be rich and I wanted to be famous, but I actually just want to be successful.
Yeah.
And with the message that I get out there and people's response by saying, thank you so much, thank you for the music,
yeah.
I feel like I've succeeded in that. So
The measure of success, I think, changes as we get older. Maybe it, once upon a time, rich and famous.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the yardstick of success anymore.
I mean, it would be cool to have all of those things, but...
Yeah. I mean, listen, buy the tickets and buy the albums of Mr. Harker,
thank
please.
Thank you.
Please get your guitar out immediately.
Okay,
can I request something, or are you just going to do whatever you want to do as per usual?
I was about to say, like, I don't think I should prepare myself when I come into this space because I might prepare and then you're like, hey, don't you want to do that song?
Because
and
the demands are so unreasonable.
Exactly.
Do you know what I want you to do, really? And you can say no. I'd love you to do Confused.
Oh, man.
Is that... Would you rather not do that?
I would do that.
Will you do that?
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Like, I think I know it.
If you don't...
You know it.
I know it. A two-and-a-half-year-old in the southern suburbs.
I was about to say you can just video call and then, you know,
imagine.
Get that going.
Kiana Harker is with us. It's 9:50. We're going to be hearing the latest single called No More. But for now, let's have something from the album. This is Confused.
Cool. Before we do that...
Oh, yes, go.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm in tune.
Oh, no, do that. Okay, you do that and I will... What else can I plug that you're doing? The album is available on all digital platforms. It's called I Believe in Me. It's a how many track album? 9 or 10?
10.
10 tracks for your money. This is one of my favourites. We're going to hear it in a second. It's called Confused. There's lots of other tracks to...
Not happening, yeah.
Is it not happening? That's all right. You take your time. I tell you what. Let's play No More, because we've got to get that in, and then that'll give him time to do what he needs to do over there. This is Kiana Harker and No More. Kiana Harker and No More. It's available on all digital platforms.
Yeah. You have to get that one up.
On all DPs.
Get it into those 52 countries and more.
And more, please, ideally. Listen here. He's just told me that that is a track from the forthcoming album that he hasn't yet written, but that it's coming at the end of the year, which is exciting.
Yeah. I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself to do that. But again, I live by I Believe in Me.
How many songs have you got for the album thus far? Just that one.
I have about 4 songs so far.
Okay.
4 or 5 songs. I definitely want to collaborate with some other peeps, you know.
See?
I'm not going to mention... Because I know the next question you're going to ask is, so who else is going to be? No, I'm not. There's no set, like, plan for it yet, but that's the idea. I definitely want to have some collabs on there.
Play me a song, please. That's why you're here.
Okay. This one is called Confused. Confused.
Offensively talented.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
That's the second time I've heard that live. The first time, but you had your band. When you do it acoustic, I mean, there was a tear in the eye there.
Listened to it for like, what, how many months? Just
Too many, to be honest. Can you start working on that second album? Because I'm sick to the back teeth of you. No. That was that song just...
Thank you so much.
So good.
I'm sure somebody out there can relate to it, you know.
Listen, we're all relating in our own private inner ways, aren't we, to that. Have you got a favourite song on the album? That's an awful thing to ask,
that
isn't it?
I do have many favourites. I mean, I have 10 favourites on the album.
Very good. Is it your song Lieflang, which now, and as we know, my Afrikaans is... off the charts horrific.
Oh, thank you.
My other half, when I sing that, he doesn't know whether to laugh or cry for a number of reasons. It's it's not the best, but my heart is in it. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's a favorite. I think one of my favorites is. Because I was listening to it in the week and I was like, I actually really love this
song. Is it a true story about your grandmother in
that
song?
It really is. That's the only reason I know.
What does it mean?
So she didn't know this, and all she knows now. It means gift. It's an Hawaiian word that means gift. And I feel like she really is a gift in our family. And if I was naughty, she'd sing Makana. If I was hungry,
last track on the album.
Makana. Yeah, it is. Of course you would know that. You're like the ambassador for this album. So thank you.
Thank you for coming in. We've run out of time, which is devastating because I could literally sit here and start requesting that he... In fact, I'm going to after the show. He's not going to get to go now as we close and say goodbye to you because I'm going to start demanding other songs. Please download by No More by Keanu Harker. The album is still available on digital platforms. It's called I Believe in Me. Look out for the next album to come from this young man. We will be back tomorrow from 7 until 10. Have a fabulous Saturday.
KateTalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DSTV channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Eyewitness News.
Good morning. I'm Mikey Malapo. Higher education and training.